Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that?
Honey, you about to record your podcast?
Yeah, sweetie, I reckon to start recording it.
Okay, baby, well, you know I love you. I'm just going to be sitting right here on your lap the whole time in case you need anything. No, honey, let me check your forehead. I think you might be running a temperature.
What's up, you Jones? Welcome to the vainly titled Danny Palmer Show, the Fun Friday Pod. Everybody loves. Some people love. Does anybody love? People like it. Hey, man, people like it. Fuck you, dude. I have a cold. I came down with a cold. Haven't had a cold in 2 fucking years, dude. And then now I came to, and then, doesn't that the word? Danny, does anybody care about your cold? Shut up. I'm not going to talk about minor ailments in this podcast.
Honey, nobody gives a green goddamn about your stupid cold, okay? Just get into the content of the podcast.
Dude, I fucking, first of all, I wanted to say, last week, I did the 200th episode, and I was, I got home from my aunt and uncle's house on Thanksgiving night, and I needed to put the episode out by 2 a.m. on Friday. A little bombed from the Thanksgiving festivities, the fest, as it were. And then I got in the pod and I listened to it. I was clearly a little boozed up. It was only 8 minutes long. I kind of repeated myself. And then I listened back to it. I'm like, Danny, why don't you just tell them what happened? I was trying to be I'm Mr. Professional Guy with my little Southern accents. Why don't I just tell you guys, yeah, I'm a little bombed. It's Thanksgiving night and that's the way it is. You know what I mean? So it's just a good lesson to me to just be, honey, just be open and honest with your podcast listeners and they can enjoy it more. I'll tell you, I'll be open and honest. I was just on my TikTok live. I'm not a boomer. Fuck you, dude. I was on TikTok with live. My brother, Ben Palmer, Palmer Trolls on TikTok, went live. We're going to go live together as brothers. Apparently, I don't have enough followers on TikTok to go live. So fuck you, TikTok, you fucking communist regime. Let me go live with my brother, dude.
Honey, you don't want to spend your time.
Someone told me that I should post a TV show to my TikTok, just like tape a TV show on my phone, post that to TikTok, and then I would get a bunch of followers off that. I guess despite the copyright violation, what the fuck, dude? I might, you know, be willing to stoop to some lengths for fame and fortune, but just posting a copyrighted TV show to add followers. Oh, also, who's gonna watch a TV show via my phone's recording of it on TikTok? Just turn on your fucking TV, dude.
Now, honey, you might want to be a little careful on the language, okay? It could be a little sweeter, a little nicer.
By the way, my brother Ben is going to be in Cleveland and Columbus this weekend. It's Friday. I don't know which one he's at first. Just go to Palmer Trolls on TikTok. Go check him out. He's fucking great, dude. Ben, he has all these fans that love these like trolling videos that he does. I told him he keeps trolling companies like Macy's or Chick-fil-A. I told him what company he really needs to go at is Doctors Without Borders. It's time to bring them down. You know, they've had their moment in the sun far too long. Obviously, that's a joke. Be nice to them. Can you imagine devoting your whole life to an organization like Doctors Without Borders? Like, what a good person you would be. Jesus Christ, I can't even imagine the things that people do. Like anybody in the military, like flying jets or getting in a submarine. Can you imagine getting in a fucking submarine? Can you imagine getting in a submarine on the surface? I'd be a little claustrophobic during the tour. There's like, what are you, Marines and Navy men and women going down into submarines and all across the ocean and shit and fucking scooching over to Russia with nukes and shit? Dude, what the fuck? Doesn't that terrify you? I think during World War II there was a nuclear submarine or something like that that like made it to within like 60 miles of Long Island in the Atlantic Ocean, like a Russian sub. Like, oh, my God. Can you imagine just sunning yourself at the beach and all of a sudden this periscope goes up with a Russian flag on it? You're like, we should pack up.
Now, honey, your voice is a little fucked up and you got to do comedy this weekend, so you might not want to burn up your voice too much on the podcast. Maybe keep it short and get some rest. Drink some chamomile tea.
I'm dog sitting this weekend. My friend Julia was like, dude, do you have a soul? Do you care about other living beings? I'm like, yeah, dude, I care about other living beings, bro. Relax. So my friend Corinne Fisher, her and Christine Hutchinson are taping their special for Guys We Fucked in Salem, Massachusetts. I assume there's some sort of like witch tie in there, you know. And so now I'm watching Corinne's dog, Alfred. What's up, buddy? Want to bark? You gonna bark? This dog's been a lot of fun. It's funny, dude. I took this dog for a walk. I won't talk about minor bullshit, but like, you know, this dog's like completely fine walking around the mean streets of Manhattan. Much bigger dogs come by, doesn't care. He almost attacked a man today. Then I take him into a drugstore with the slick floors, complete panic. Can't move. Well, I love when dogs do that thing when they just like stick their leg, their paws out or their legs out and they just refuse to move one inch. Like, I'm not entering a drugstore. Yes, I'll attack a German Shepherd. No to the fucking hair products. Like, dude, relax. It's fine.
Honey, if you want to take a little break in between each sentence and take a sip of your gin and tonic, that's perfectly appropriate.
Dude, I did drink chamomile tea, man. You know, sometimes I feel like, dude, Danny, you're not going to drink chamomile tea. Don't be a chode, bro. But then I'm like, you know what? I am going to drink chamomile tea. And did you know that you can drink chamomile tea right before you go to bed? Doesn't have any caffeine. Not even a trick. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? It'd be funny if somebody like really clicked off right during that little 1 second pause. Like, this guy's a fucking moron. If you're just going to have random 1 second pauses right before sentences end, I want no part of this. One thing I like, dude, during the holiday season, I like when TV hosts, the late night hosts, dress up their sets for the holidays. Like Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show did a really nice job of that. The background behind his desk looks really good. But then like Jeopardy, dude, they don't even put up one fucking like a wreath or like some poinsettias. Just fucking nothing. Nothing, dude. Come on. You got to do something. By the way, I know that like I'm a 46-year-old white loser bald guy living by myself with no soul, but I love the Christmas tree light fight on ABC. I love watching it. I mean, it's so campy and corny, but I kind of like it. It's like these real people that spent all this effort into making these like I literally teared up over this one display because they had all these like snow globes or like, I don't know what you call it when you have like Santas that are like these plastic Santas on the lawn, like the one that they kicked, Chevy Chase kicked in Christmas Vacation. They had a shit ton of those and they were all like old, like vintage. And I was like, oh, that's such a sweet touch to make it vintage and old and nice. You know, that's so sweet. Apparently in England, Boris Johnson, the prime minister, tried to light up the tree and it didn't go on all the way. Ah, that is unfortunate. You might want to redo that, you fucking... All right, Danny, there's no ending to that sentence. If you're going to do a sentence, it needs to have an ending. You try to come up with a punchy insult to the prime minister of England. Instead, you just let it be an awkward pause. And that's why this podcast is not growing as fast as it should. You're doing fine, honey. You're doing just fine. Now, honey, did you tell the audience you looked up a bunch of southern phrases? You reached out to some of your friends down there in Macon, Georgia, said, hey, I'm on the hunt for some southern phrases, and I found some. Y'all want to hear some of these southern phrases? They're real fun. I already went it through, blowed up like a stuck pig. For my money, that's the best southern phrase of all time. But there's some other ones too, don't you worry. Okay, my friend Emily just sent me a bunch of these in a row. What was this one about Southern Baptists? I can't remember what that one was. It's your dad burn right. Honey, hush. Drinking. Is that just, I don't know, she just sent two verbs in a row. All right, was you drinking or was you drinking? This is a good one. You must have fell off the turnip truck.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Wait, why would somebody be on the turnip truck to begin with? Are you hitching a ride in the turnip truck? I think you're dumb for being on the turnip truck. At least if you fell off, you're, you know, hopefully on your way to a better life. What the fuck are you doing, dude? It's colder than a witch's titty and a brass bra. I feel like I've heard that one. I don't really know that I like that one as much. It's kind of cornball, Emily. Okay. Dat's hung up like a couple of dogs. I don't even know what that means. Dat's hung up like a couple of dogs? Why would dogs be hung up? Like hot dogs? I don't understand that. Okay, this one is excellent, though. Get the hay down there. Get the hay down there where the goats can eat it. Get the hay down there where the goats can eat it. Were people putting the hay in an out-of-reach location where they needed to be instructed to put the hay lower? Get the hay down there where the goats can eat it. Now, honey, don't make fun of these southern phrases, okay?
You play your cards right. I might be blowed up like a stuck pig with your baby, okay?
Yo, this dog that I'm babysitting, dog sitting, fucking, my friend Corinne gave it, or left it this, like, reindeer plush toy. That's fine, right? But then it starts fucking trying to fuck the toy on my couch. Like, dude, weird. No humping. I don't want, like, dogs jizzing in my apartment, dude. If that's the case, I'm just going to put it in a kennel. Corinne was like, yeah, well, if you really have to, if you have some sort of emergency and you have to go, you can just put the dog back in my house. I'm like, no, I'm not putting the dog back in your house. I'll bring it to a friend's. Like, what kind of maniacal situation would I be in where I just put a dog in an empty house and skip down? Sorry. I got my fucking Spotify year in review. I got my year in review as a listener. Dude, apparently I listen to more music than 99.5% of all Spotify listeners, which I guess is either super impressive or super sad. Get a girlfriend, dude. I was in the top 0.1% of listeners to Dua Lipa, which, I mean, if anybody knows me, that comes as no surprise. And she deserves it. She's so fucking great, dude. Oh, my God. I also, according to Spotify for podcasters, had 14% growth in followers in Spotify. That's cool. Also, you know, this is the little pod that could. 13 fans listen to me, to my podcast, more than any other podcast. Dude, that's awesome. Who are those 13 people, and are they interested in sleeping with me? Let's talk ASAP. Did you guys know that vapor soul is a genre? Apparently, I listen to a lot of vapor soul. I'm like, what the fuck is vapor soul? I'm going to fucking peep that shit. You know what I mean? Also, I think that maybe I should get more of a life if possible, because my the number one song that I listened to this year was Weekend Friend by Goth Babe, which obviously I highly recommend that song, but I listened to it 141 times. Like, that's a little bit unsettling, you know? Like, what are we doing here, Danny? You know, just hit skip after like 10 times. But I mean, I'm sure you guys do that too. Once you get a great song, you just run that shit into the fucking ground because it's fucking good, dude. My fucking lame little 8-minute 200th anniversary episode podcast last week, dude. I didn't get to a lot of the things that I had written down. I think I was getting nervous because I post the pod at 2 a.m. and it was like 1:55. And I'm like, Danny, if you don't post this pod at 2 a.m., you're going to lose downloads. Like, dude, nobody's listening at 2 a.m. Apparently, you're supposed to post your pod at like 1 or 2 in the morning so that when people wake up, it's at the top of their list of updated pods. So I don't know if that's true or not, or like if that fucking works, but apparently that's the fucking move, dude. But one of the things I was going to talk about is that I was watching TV, as I often do. You know, sometimes I'm like, Danny, you pay too much for cable. But then I like to watch a lot of TV. There's a lot of good programming on. You know what I mean? I want to watch that new fucking movie with Kirsten Dunst, Hair of the Dog or something like that. Dude, Sound of the Dog, Home of the Dog on Netflix. That shit's going to be lit. Am I going to look that up and then say it to you? No. But there was this LG ad, I guess, that aren't they like a South Korean electronics company, I think? And they were using Bill Withers. Bill Withers is one of the GOATs, and his song Just the Two of Us, obviously a fucking all-time classic, and that was being used in an LG ad. Like, dude, can't the man rest in peace? You know, like, if I was a great artist, like, when a great artist dies, like Otis Redding, Bill Withers, can we not put them in LG ads? Like, if it's going to be an ad, maybe, like, I don't know, one of the top two or three companies on the planet in their like Super Bowl ad once ever, and that's fucking it. Don't put Bill Withers in an LG ad, you fucks. I can't remember if I said this last time. That's what kind of professional podcast we're dealing with here, but it bears repeating. Did you know that you can lose 6 months of muscle gain with 10 days of bed rest? Dude, that is fucking disturbingly bad information. Also, there's this theory. It's like an old wives' tale that like if you run too much, you'll wear down your knee cartilage and have bad knees in old age. That is not true. Cartilage is living. Running makes the cartilage, like, it feeds it, like gives it oxygen and helps it regrow. So don't listen to that bullshit. Former co-host of Space What the Fuck Dude, Zach McGovern, often says that he can't run a lot because of his knees or some shit. Or my friend Tim Downey. Tim, you fucking Northeast Florida fucking pony boy, dude, that's not true, dude. You can run even if you have bad knees. It doesn't fuck up your cartilage, you guys. Don't listen to your doctor. Listen to me. I have a podcast, okay? I just watched this Versace ad. It was an arrow going through a bottle of Versace cologne or perfume. Dude, that makes literally no sense. Why would that make me want to buy your product? So now I know that your product is able to be shattered by an arrow. Also, like, even if I was going for what they were going for, like, I'm still not in. What? this product like shot through makes me want to buy said product, does that mean I think that Versace is cool? No, dude, don't do that with your ads. Okay, very limited space news. I'm throwing it in right in the middle. Just fucking deal with it, Asha and Carissa, my listeners that hate space news. Apparently, there's this quantum physics mechanics discovery or like learning recently that time can travel both forwards and backwards. I know that Zach and I have talked about that concept in the pod, but the fact that that is like a basic truth of quantum physics and mechanics is fucking bizarre. Then I read about this planet. I guess they did something like this in Interstellar, but not to this degree. There's some planet where a year goes by in 14 minutes. What the fuck? I guess that means that's how fast it spins around its sun. Or does that mean if you're on the planet, you're there for 14 minutes, it's equivalent to one Earth year? Did I research that? No. Should I have? Absolutely. I was reading this article this week about turkeys, dude. Apparently, turkeys are taking over like college campuses. It's like an ideal environment for them because there's plenty of room to roam. I guess there's like natural vegetation and there's no hunting. Wouldn't that be great if there were hunters on college campuses? Students like, we're very against gun use. Okay, dude, can you like stop shooting pheasants around here, dude? We're trying to study literature, bro. Like, fucking chill. But they had some interviews with some of the college. Dude, I love college students. They're so fun. I just remember like being in high school and being like, this is fun. Like some fun. I mean, my high school was really fun, honestly. Like there was definitely some fun moments where I laughed hard, but college, the humor in college is just so much better than the humor in high school, as evidenced by the website College Humor. But I just love the humor of college students. Like the Rockefeller Christmas tree, they took it from somewhere in Maryland and it went by this like college campus, and people are posting on TikTok being like, oh, that the moment when the Rockefeller Center tree just goes by your dorm, like what the fuck is going on? You know, like college students are really good at picking out Danny, if you don't have a sentence ending, this is twice in the podcast where I've started a sentence that had no clear ending, didn't end it well, and then just reflected on the fact that it didn't end well and self-flagellated. What? How pathetic. Anyways, I interviewed some of these college kids about these turkeys. It's like our campus pet almost, said Amanda Eichel, who along with her classmate Paige Robinson runs the @turkeysofumn Instagram page. I think it's University of Minnesota. Most of the photos they post are submitted by fellow students, but only the best make the cut. Only the best pictures of turkeys. We have dozens of direct messages of pictures and videos that we haven't posted yet, said Miss Robinson, a sophomore, who said she saw turkeys only in zoos when growing up on Long Island and was entranced when they seemed to be turning up everywhere in Minneapolis. That's kind of cute, you know? Turkeys, dude. Just shoot them dead, dude. Just shoot them fucking dead. I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on HBO. Dude, highly recommend it. Like, so many, like, great performances. Fucking Eminem came out and did a like, you know, double perform. I was gonna say a duet, but I guess you don't say that with rap. Performed with LL Cool J as part of his induction ceremony. He was calling him the GOAT. That's fucking badass. And he was talking about like his early days, because he was one of the first hip hop stars, you know, and he had that R&B vibe too. And he said that at one point early on in his career, he was feeling down. And his grandma said, go downstairs in the basement, write a song, and knock them out. And that's what he did. He went downstairs in the basement and wrote, you guessed it,
honey, don't try to rap. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it too good because you ain't that good of a rapper yourself. You ain't Eminem. You're white. You got few talents, okay? I want you to quit trying to rap.
All right, sweetie.
Now come tuck me in and put your pee-pee along my butt.
What? All right, sorry. Okay, this is the portion of the podcast. It's December 2021. As always, during this month, we turn our eyes back on the year and look at notable deaths. So this is going to be a new feature on the Danny Palmer Show where I run through a list of deaths. Oh my God, there's so many. Okay, I won't go through them all, but I'm going to read a list of notable deaths and I'll try to make a comment about the ones that I read. If it's something, you know, I'm not going to like be disrespectful, but you know, we'll see how it goes. All right. Arlene Dahl, 96, movie star turned entrepreneur. I mean, God love her, but dude, I do feel kind of bad for like, you know, like Conan O'Brien said that sooner or later, all of our graves go untended. Like movie stars in their 90s, like the amount of people that are alive and appreciate their work it's got to be low, right? I mean, Arlene Dahl, like It's like when older movie stars die, you just kind of have to like tip your cap, but you're also kind of like, I don't know who the fuck that is. You know what I mean? Lee Elder. I feel like I saw Lee Elder sometimes at the Masters or something. How about Sylvia Weinstock, 91, the Da Vinci of wedding cakes? Well, that's dope, Sylvia. Now I want to go look at her wedding cakes and see what they're like. Stephen Sondheim, 91, titan of the American musical. Dude, he was interviewed like 3 days before his death and was very like coherent and talking about all the plays he'd seen lately and the revivals of his own work that he was working on. Like, I think that's pretty badass. And people are just like still churning out a lot of creativity and taking in and consuming a lot of great content. Like, what's that phrase? Like, may I be alive when I'm dead? Like, he was definitely alive. May I be alive when I die? He was definitely alive when he died. Okay. Peter Buck, co-founder of the Subway sandwich chain. Did you know that? I'm not going to read all these. This is ridiculous, Danny. What a fucking insane idea this was. Wait, but some of these are like Justice Rosenberg died at 100. Beloved professor with a heroic past. Dude, the amount of information in the world. Like, even if you wanted to honor these notable people by reading a little bit about their lives, it would take you so long to read even a paragraph or two about all the notable people that died. It's just overwhelming. I'll think about all the great, talented artists, poets, philosophers, writers, painters, all the ones that are alive today and all the ones that live and toil in relative obscurity yet are magical geniuses in their own way, and you'll just never know of them. I always worry about that. Not worry, but like, it is kind of sad. Think about the volume of great literature that you'll never get to read before you're dead. Fuck, dude, that sucks. I will now abandon this attempt to read through some of the notable deaths in 2021 because it's too long. But Hank Aaron, Colin Powell, Stephen Sondheim, Beverly Cleary. Dude, did you read that shit? I read a lot of those books when I was a kid, man. Danny, does anybody care that you read Beverly Cleary? I thought I was really progressive. I'm like, dude, you're reading books that are geared towards women. You're learning about periods. Good job, bro. DMX, Cicely Tyson. I've mentioned Cicely Tyson on the pod. Larry King, Olympia Dukakis, Michael K. Williams, Janet Malcolm. Yeah, dude, I have so much to learn. I don't know many people. I know some, not all, of anything. What about the people that died last year? What about the people that died in 2019, 2018? Do you remember them? Do you remember yourself? Does anything matter? Are we all going to be dead soon for eternity? We are. I don't know if I have a fucking inspiring quote, although this is one of my favorite ones. This isn't even inspiring. I guess I'm doing like the anti-normal Danny pod where I'm ending in a list of deaths and then some not depressing, but just like real gut punch information. But I do quote this a lot because it applies so much to the world of comedy, and I would assume many other fields and endeavors as well. But this is from a Harvard Business Review blog post. People who lack the skill to perform well also tend to lack the ability to judge performance, their own or others, because of this quote-unquote dual curse. They fail to recognize how incompetent they truly are. Yikes. Happens in stand-up all the time. The comics that are bad don't seem to realize that they're pretty bad. They just keep going, but God love them for having effort. Maybe they'll get better over time. Some people do. Who are you to judge, Danny? Who the fuck are you to judge? Anyway, come out to Black Hat sometime. Friday nights, 9 o'clock, LES. And that Joey Rose's, which the stand opened recently, is open next door. I'm trying to do this thing where we do like Black Hat Friday shows, 9 o'clock, lit as fuck. Then we go right next door where they serve liquor and get boozed up with Joe DeRosa. Yeah, good. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Instagram if you want to. Danny Palmer NYC. Apparently, I need to get on TikTok. Fuck you, TikTok. Have a nice weekend, you. Just hit stop, honey. You're being an idiot.